We're going to do just a little mussar, a little bit of mussar. We're going to speak on the parashas Kedoshim. Parashas Kedoshim, this week's parasha is Achrei Mois and Kedoshim. We're going to speak about the parasha of Kedoshim. The parasha of Kedoshim starts, Dabrel Akol Adas B'nei Yisrael, Amarta Lehem Kedoshim Tiyu. You should be holy. Now, Kedoshim Tiyu, it's not clear exactly what that's referring to. Rashi says, Yipurushim Min Ha'arayos Min Ha'aveiro. Minarayos means from illicit relations. Minavera means from any type of avera. So what does it mean to be perushim min ha'arayos? So the Sefer Taras HaKodesh brings down from the Vilna Goin a remez in a pasuk. The pasuk says, the pasuk is talking about something else, but the Goin found a remez here. Because he's talking about the whole story with Yehuda and Tamar, that Yehuda was trying to look after where Tamar was. She was dressed as a Kadesha. Kadesha means a woman of the night. But he didn't know who she was. So the person asked, Aye Kadesha ki be'einayim ala derech. Where is the Kadesha? She is in the eyes of the derech, which means like by the eyes, by the crossroads. Einayim al haderech is the crossroads. But the Vilna Gaon says, that's like a Rav Gav type of. The Vilna Gaon says, what does he say? He says, Aye Kedusha. You want to know where Kedusha is? A person is looking for Kedushim to you. How can I have Kedusha? He be'einayim. It's in a person's eyes. Kedushas einayim. Shmiras einayim. And that challenge is ala derech. When a person is walking on the way and is exposed to all different types of things that he can look at, all the types of images. And we're going to talk today a little bit about Shmiras Einayim. But my friends, we all understand that Shmiras Einayim is no longer just a challenge ala derech. Nowadays, it's even more challenging, Shmiras Einayim, some people in the comfort of their own home, because they have access to so much damaging different types of images. And we have to be very careful to be mechazik. And that's what we do after Pesach, my friends. We're mechazik in the union of Shmiras Einayim. And Baruch Hashem, it's much easier for a person that wants to do Shmiras Einayim nowadays because he has nowhere to go. But a person that's not careful, it's even worse now that people have challenges in Shmiras Einayim. So I want to speak to you about some of the skulas of Shmiras Einayim, some of the inyanim of Shmiras Einayim, my friends. It says in the Sefer Shomer Emunim, in the Igeres, this letter Lamed Zayin, he says, Misha Shomer Rias Ayin, someone that is careful about what he looks at. He's Goyrim Bazei, he causes. The Oyer Eina Paticha Eloah, he causes that Hashem should look down on him. Hashem should be careful where he looks. And Hashem is going to protect him. Nishma min Hashemayim Bashkocha Protis. So my friends, right now, when there's a Magefa, and we all know Magefa is not Mamchin Bein Tzadik L'Rasha. A person needs Hashkocha Protis. What would be a great thing for a person to do if he wants to have a Shkacha Pratis Dafka during this time? Yoiser Mikol Anche Hador, he brings. What would be a great thing to do? What do you say? Okay. The Sefer Lev Elio says, thank you for asking. Imroitze Adam Shieloi Chios Bavodis Hashem Yisparach. A person wants to have Chios in Azavodis Hashem. He wants to have life and vitality. He wants his Avodis Hashem to be alive. How does he do it? Yaver Enos Mira Ois Shav. He shouldn't look at things that he doesn't need to look at. And it brings a pasuk, David HaMelech says to Tehillim, Haver Enos Mira Ois Shav. I turned my eyes from looking at something I didn't have to look at. V'drochecha Chayemi. I had Chiyus. It gave me Chiyus in my Avodas Hashem, my davening, my learning. It was exciting to me because I wasn't looking at things I wasn't supposed to look at. This is what Rebbe Lapian says. Rebbe Lapian was himself very, very careful with his Shmiras Einayim. The Sefer Chassidim writes, a person who's oitzim einov mirois ra, a person closes his eyes and doesn't look at something he's not supposed to see. Kol dover tzar, she'adam soivel b'shvil oisa inyan. Any type of tzar that he feels, frustration or any type of like the challenge or the nisoyan that he has, oisin toivel izaroi, that is going to be passed down for generations to his children and they're going to benefit from it. It's like the he's like putting it in the bank, my friends. Sometimes there is, it's like difficult for a person to hold himself back from looking. There's people who are curious. They're interested in the world around them. They want to see, like, the billboards are interesting and the advertisements are interesting and the people that are walking on the street are interesting. And a person that controls himself, what he's doing is he's collecting schusim for his children and for his grandchildren. A tremendous thing. And therefore, a person should be try to be as careful as he can not to look. It's an easy eitzah, by the way, which is an eitzah that I have, Baruch Hashem. I am practically legally blind when I'm not wearing my glasses. So a person that has glasses, that's one of the toivas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have glasses. Just take off your glasses. So it's a little bit hard to walk when you don't have your glasses. You can't really see well. Okay. In a chanami. But a person that's such a beautiful eitzah a person can have. So what happens if a person is zoched, is does shmir say naim, he's zoched la'arichas yamim. He's going to have extra life. Says the Ibn Ezra. The Sefer Amida says, "Misha oitzim eino mirois bira." Person closes his eyes and doesn't look at something that's bad. He's nitzal mi bizyonus. He's not going to have any embarrassment in this world. This is what it says in the Sefer Amida. The Sefer Tochachas Chaim, Reb Chaim Pelagi. Reb Chaim Pelagi is one of the greatest Kabbalists in the history of the world. Says a person that does shmiras enayim is going to be zoicha parnasa tiyeh berevach veloy mitzimtzum. He's going to have a shef of parnasa, like it says. All eyes are to you, Hashem, and you will sustain us. A person is careful with his eyes. Only eyes that are Elecha, only eyes that are turned to you, Yisaberu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, guarantee that he's going to give them Shmiras, he's going to give them Parnasa. So we have all these schoolas, my friends, for Shmiras Einayim. The same for Kedusha Einayim brings down that he heard from Yitzchak Zilberstein that he said, Adam, that is Hailech Berchoy. Person is going in the street. When his dam in the front of Mara Asr, and all of a sudden he's confronted by a Mara Asr. It happens to people. It doesn't. A person doesn't have to be looking for it. Sometimes it just gets in his way. And he's misgabrel yitzroy. The oitzim ain't of mirai spirav in a mistakel. And he closes his eyes. He doesn't look. What happens? I say shah ushas rotzayim b'shamayim. If a person is misgaber, he overcomes the nisayin. He passes the test. It's a special time in Shemayim, and anything he davens from Hashem at that time is tefillah is going to be niskabel beratzai. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein said he heard himself from Rabbi Aaron Roth, the Baal Shomer Emunim. Sefer Shomer Emunim. He himself says, Sefer Taras HaKadosh, all the thing. If a person has a nisayah, he's oitzim einov from looking at it. It's a special siman for a person should daven. Dafka at that time. And he tells over a story that the story happened with the Rebbe from Sadeger, that there was an Avrech who came to the Sadeger Rebbe. He was 17 years old. He had a terrible nisayan about this type of thing. And he came to the Sadeger Rebbe and he told him, I had this nisayan in Shmiras Einayim, and Baruch Hashem, I passed the nisayan. The Rebbe kissed him on his forehead. And the Rebbe told him, you should know that any place you had a nisayan is a makom kodesh. I want you to go there and to be mispalel. And Be'ez Hashem, your tefillah should be niskabel. Now, obviously, that doesn't mean we should be going to places where there are lots of nisyonis or shmiras einayim in order to daven. Rachman l'tzlan, Hashem yirachem. It doesn't mean that. But what it does mean is realize that shmiras einayim is major, my friend. Some people think shmiras einayim, it's not such a big thing. Okay, so I mean, I do all the big mitzvahs, but shmiras einayim is not like the most important thing. This is major, my friends. As a matter of fact, the Gemara seems to say that the Yetzer Hara doesn't even try to get people to do the big averus. He gets tried to get people to do shmiras einayim. Toiv maras einayim me'alo echnofesh. That's the pasuk. The Gemara says that the Yetzer Hara wants more than you should do shmiras einayim than he should do the actual averus. Why? Two pshat. Maybe Rav Gav has another pshat. I see that he's still with us, Baruch Hashem. One pshat is because people, they think, oh, the big averus, that I'm for sure not going to do. And therefore, they pile up little averus. Because, and the Yetzer Hara, he's good with that. He just keeps hitting singles, my friends. And he knocks you off by doing that. But there's another pshat. This is actually, I'll tell you, two more pshat. Which is, Shmiras Einayim is constantly surrounding us. A person can be nichshol in Shmiras Einayim hundreds of times a day. He could be nichshol in Shmiras Einayim. Rav Gav, you don't have to raise your hand. You could just talk. Hundreds of times a day, a person can be nichshol shmiras. He walks in the street. He goes into a taxi. He passes by his neighbor. He's alone with his phone. He can be shmiras einayim is constantly, and it's piling and piling and piling. Shmiras einayim is something that he can bring so many averus to a person that it can he pashit can collapse underneath the weight of shmiras einayim. But there's another nakuda, which the Sefer HaKadosh should say that your person has to realize how precious his eyes and his brain is. This is the top part of a person's body. Up here, this is right by his mayach. This is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The eyes are so sensitive, you can't even touch your eye. It's so hard to, because the eyes are super sensitive because they're more Kodesh than any other part of the body. So if a person does something with his hands is more chaymer, is more gashmi. But if a person doesn't have air with his eyes, Hashem Yirachem, it penetrates deeper. And it's much, and a person has to do a serious cleansing in order to get it out. We have Rav Gav who asked to raise his hand. Rav Gav, go for it.
Have a shayla. Just you gave a beautiful eitzah for someone who has glasses, but can you give an eitzah for someone who Baruch Hashem doesn't have glasses?
Okay, so first of all, I have a great eitzah, but it depends how much you really want to do it. Okay. My eitzah is borrow someone's glasses. Now I'll give you an example. Okay, I can change my. I have reading glasses. When I put on my reading glasses, I can't see far. So sometimes when I remember, I can engage someone and I'm wearing glasses. And as far as they know, I can see them. I could barely see them. So if a person really wants to do this eitzah, he wants to be able to, if he takes glasses that will distort his vision, it's basically the same thing. You're saying that's weird. Why isn't it any more weird than taking off your glasses?
I would say it's weird. I don't know that I want to mess up my eyesight.
Listen. Rav Gav, I don't think you have to do this like your entire day, but there's plenty. We have plenty of eitzes. We have lots of eitzes. What we do, Rav Gav, is over the course of the entire winter's month, or summer's month, I'm sorry, we go every Thursday night, we talk about Shemir Sinaim, and we give different eitzes for Shemir Sinaim, different things that people can do. And the main eitzah, different ways to do this, is to elevate yourself above the nechshol of Shemir Sinaim. In other words, a person realizes, I'm bigger than this. In other words, the taiva of Shemir Sinaim is a taiva which is of shiflus, which the Maral writes that Talmud Torah is kineged Gilei Arayis, because Gilei Arayis is being like a behema. Like it says, the Gemara in Soita says about that a Soita, her carbon is a maichol behema. She's acting like an animal. So the more a person can be meroimim himself, the easiest way to do that is through learning Torah. But any type of roimimus, person lifts himself up. So we'll have to talk about different eitzes of how to do that. But it's taka challenge, Shemir Sinaim. We all know there's a challenge with Shemir Sinaim. I'll tell you something, my friends. And this is why I'm so makpid. Rav Gav, you want to know why I'm so makpid about viewing devices? Listen to this story, okay? Rav Matisyo Salomon Shlita, you should have a Ganser of four. He was flying from England to America. And at the time, there was Concorde jets that were flying from England to America. I don't know if you guys even know what a Concorde jet exactly is, but these were supersonic planes that flew passengers. They stopped flying them now. So when they stopped flying, Rav Matisyo said, you know what was the best thing about the Concorde jets? This is what I didn't hear from him, but I heard secondhand from someone, that there's no movies on the plane. So the person said to me, Shtel Zachfar, Rav Matisyo Salomon, the Mashkiach Hadar, Mashkiach of our generation. He's bothered by the fact that the guy next to him is watching a movie. What does that mean? Why does he just not look? Because Rav Matisyo Salomon is also a mensch. Well, you think he doesn't have taivas, like the rest of our taivas? Shemir Sinaim is a very big challenge. It's a challenge for Rav Matisyo. So if Rav Matisyo is sitting next to someone and he has a nisoyon of watching his movie, how about a bocher from Aderes HaToyro, if his roommate is watching a movie? Does he have any sign? We can blame him and say, just don't look. You can't do that. So to put a bocher in that type of nisoyan is push it. It's not fair to the bocher. And that's doing a disjustice. So there, a yeshiva has to be a place where a person feels he can be protected. It's true when you go out to the street, ayik deshahi be'einayim ala derech. When it's ala derech, a person can have nisyonis. I have the right to have my place that's protected, my dalet amos. And a person needs to be able to have that. And it's so challenging for a person nowadays. These types of nisyonis, there's a famous story about Reb Elia Lapian. We just quoted Reb Elia Lapian. Reb Gav, I wonder if you know this story. You probably know this story. Someone came to Reb Elia and was talking about working on 42nd Street or something like that. And he said, he doesn't have to worry about the Shemir Sinaim because these things don't affect me. These things don't affect me. So Rebellia said to him, what's your name? So he told him his name. He said, no, I want you to know your mother's name. He said, what do you know your mother's name? I want to daven for you. So we said, why? He says, if these things don't affect you, you're obviously chayla nefesh.
I'm 80 years old, blind in one eye.
Blind in one eye.
Yeah, I cook.
Yeah, I was getting to, right. He says, I'm 80 years old, I'm blind in one eye, and still when a girl walks by me, my Yetzer tells me, Elia, Elia, Gebelko. So you, at your young age, saying, you're obviously Chol HaNefesh, tell me your name, why don't you? This is the nature of the beast, my friends. And we have to be very, very careful. These are the Nisyonis that we have. And a person that's Miskadish, listen to this unbelievable story over here. Rav Shmuel HaLevi Vosner, who was just as your site 2 weeks ago, Shmuel Levi Vosner, we spoke about Rav Vosner. Godol Batoira, I'll tell you the story about Rav Vosner. This story blew my mind. It was Purim. He came to visit Rav Benges. Rav Benges was in a good mood. Rav Benges said, okay, let's go through daf by daf, every single daf. What's the first word in the Gemara, the second word in Rashi, and the third word in Tosfos? And we'll do every 10 blot of all of Shas. We'll do all of Shas. So Rav Vosner said, but Rebbe, I says, poor man, I got to go home for the Suda. He says, don't worry about it. I'll send someone to your wife. I'll tell you, come home later. There was an aide reel who was there and said that Rav Vosner nailed every single first word in the Gemara, second word in Rashi, third word in Tosfos of every 10 blot in Shas. The person just passed away. How many years ago? Anyone know? 10 years ago? Less? A kitzer, and he was a shvach hakop, by the way. He wasn't accepted to Lublin because he was a shvach hakop. He had a bad, he said himself, he used to stay up later at night than the rest of Talmidim. The Meir Shapiro used to turn off the lights, and he told the Meir Shapiro, I got to stay up late because I'm not as smart as everyone else. I need to learn extra. Al Kopana listened to this amazing story about Reb Shmuel HaLevi Vosner. It was Chodesh Elul Tavshin Samech Zayin. Someone can do the mathematics, how long ago we're talking about. 13 years ago, not that long ago, my friends. And Rav Shmuel HaLevi Vosner was there. And one of the Marbitzei Torah asked Rav Vosner for a brocha that he should be able to be Marbitz Torah. Says Rav Vosner, you know, there's so many people learning today. There's such a ribuy, kamus of Torah. There's so much Torah being learned today, like never before. It's historic. It's amazing. He says, however, the echos of Torah, the quality of Torah, the depth of Torah, the amkus of Torah, lida, which means, what can we do? It's gone down a lot, the quality of Torah. What's the reason for this? So the person that was there tried telling all different types of reasons. And he said, "Lefnei Shishim Shana, the Das Sofer, who was the Rav in Pressburg, was the grandson of the Chassam Sofer, said that Kasher Hoya Az Keben Shmoinim Shana, he was 80 years old, when he would have to walk into the street, his hands and his legs would shake with fear. Chas v'shalom, he should be nichshol in Shmiras Einayim." Says if we would be as sensitive to Shmira Seinai, if we would be as sensitive, Bahara Einenu B'Sayra Secha, Kodesh Baruch Hu, light up our eyes with Torah. Rav Moshe Arieli is the biggest Marbitz Torah in the world. He said the schus that he had of being Marbitz Torah is he never walked across Yafo, never came on Shkigangin of Rechov Yafo. He never went on Rechov Yafo in his life. He said when he used to have to go across town, his parents would pay for a taxi. They weren't rich people. His father was a Rosh Hashiva, didn't have a lot of money. His father would pay for the taxi just so that his son shouldn't have to be exposed to things he didn't want him to see. If we would be careful with Bahari and Inavasara Secha, so then we would also have this godless Batari. We're putting in our hours. We're sitting here and we're learning. So why is there such a Yerida in the Amkos of Torah? Rabbi said, we have to be Neschazik and Shmiras Einayim. It's Pasha Kedai for us. We're all sitting and learning. We're all trying to break ourselves. We're breaking our teeth. We're breaking our heads. If we would be more careful about the things that we look at, if we would daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want to come, I don't want to see anything I'm not supposed to see. And we try our hardest to be Oymed, to be more Kadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us. This world, next world, will be Zoyche to Arichas Yomim, we'll be zochet to our children, are going to have zochet to Parnasa. We have all these schools. This, Mike, we're racked full with schools. And one thing, to Shmiras Einayim, my friends, is this is what it's all about. Aye Kadesha, he be'einai. Kedusha, it's all in the eyes. It's an amazing Gemara in the end of Meseches Tamid, where Alexander Mukden, Alexander the Great, the conqueror of the world, conquered the entire world, and he actually came to the entrance of Gan Eden, and he said, I want to come in. He knocked on the gates. Sorry, buddy, this is Hashem's gate, and only tzaddikim let in. He says, look, I'm also king. Hey, gotta give me something. So you can't come in. He said, okay, so can you give me something? They gave him an eye. Gave him an eye. That's pretty spooky. He took an eye. He took this eye, and he tried weighing all the gold and silver. Now, the conqueror of the entire world's got a whole lot of gold and silver, and nothing outweighed the eye. There's something about the einai. You know, when a person dies, the Malach HaMavis comes to him, you know what he looks like? He's a big eye. Kulo einayim, eye. And then you're going to bug out from this huge eye. And you're gonna like, whoa, that's it. And you're going to just die. Why is it kulo einayim? Aye kadesha hi beinayim, my friends. Sechazeno einenu b'shuvacha letzion berachamim. Let's be zoicha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming back to Tzion. B'schus, v'sachazena einenu, our eyes. We should be able to see it in the schus of our shmiras einayim. Beis Hashem, we'll all be back here in Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by the way, when you're flying wings of eagles, you don't have to worry about the movie of the guy sitting next to you either. Just enjoy the view. Amen!